Well, good morning and welcome to Monday, November the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2024. If you're in the United States of America, today is the commemoration of what we call Veterans Day, where we honor the men and women who have served in our military. And particularly, especially those who have fought wars. We have a good day ahead of us of sowing for awakening. We're going to begin this day, this week, with consecration. So open up your whole self to hear these words. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, We Will Do Everything the Lord Has Said, Paving the Road to Hell and Heaven. Our text is Exodus chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, Everything the Lord has said, we will do. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey. Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. If my count is correct, today's text marks the third time the Israelites have verbally and vocally expressed their intentions of obedience, stating some version of the following. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. As we are now within days of recounting the catastrophic failure known to history as the Golden Calf, it seems apropos to remember the old adage, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But what about the road to heaven? It would make sense to say something like, the road to heaven is paved with loving obedience. If only it were true. You want the truth? It's a hard one. Brace for it. The road to heaven is paved with blood. Remember the Passover? The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Exodus 12:13. And of course, you saw it in today's text as the young men sacrificed young bulls. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Moses then took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. The salvation and deliverance wrought by a holy God for an unholy people is a bloody mess. But why blood? Leviticus 17 says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life." In the spirit of primitive Christianity and primal faith, let's strip it back to the foundation. Sin is death. Blood is life. This offends modern and especially postmodern sensibilities. To that I will say, in the vernacular of my children's generation, sorry, not sorry. Sin is death. Blood is life. But how is sin death? Sin destroys our relationship with God. An unreconciled relationship with God is death, now and forever. The Bible does not mince words, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans 6:23. Sin is death. Blood is life. Atonement, or at-one-ment, is reconciliation with God. Therefore, only blood can atone for sin, restoring the relationship between sinful people and a holy God. So back to where we began today. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And yes, the road to heaven is paved with loving obedience. Not ours, but His. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. That's Romans 5:19. And yes, the road to heaven is paved with blood. Not the blood of animals anymore, but the blood of Jesus, the Son of God. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. That's Colossians 1:19-20. The road to heaven is paved with blood. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from sin to righteousness, from darkness to light, from death to life, and from chaos to new creation, indeed from hell to heaven, all of which has come by your blood. I receive your blood sacrifice for my sins, your death in my place, and your resurrection as my eternal life. I do not claim this as a distant hope, but receive it as a present reality. Awaken me to the unparalleled power of the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today, I want you to hear these clearly. What is your level of real appreciation for the blood of Jesus? What I mean by that is, does this remain primarily at the level of your theological or conceptual understanding? Or has it seized your core being? Have you come to grips with the fact that neither your good intentions nor your good actions will be enough for your salvation and deliverance from sin and death? Of course, you know what we're going to sing here today. We're going to sing the classic, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. It is number 485 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, Nothing But the Blood. But let me make a couple of sobering comments here. You know, I grew up in the United Methodist Church. Many of you may have as well. And I mean, at least where I was, we didn't hear much about the blood of Jesus. In fact, I remember the hymnal that was put together in the 1980s, the one that we sang for many years, they did everything they could do to take the blood out of that hymnal. I remember hearing about it. We had a choir director in our church at that time who was on the committee that made the hymnal. And they just neutered the hymnal. They took the blood out of the hymnal. They just politically correctified the hymnal, I think, in so many ways. That's when we were eager to make this hymnal we've made, The Great Redeemer's Praise. We put the blood back in it. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, and I don't have bad blood toward that, but I think it's part of the issue. I will get back and say we just didn't hear about the blood of Jesus in the tradition that I grew up in. Thank God it was in some of the hymns. But guys, there's nothing else. Sin is death. Blood is life. You can't understand the Bible without understanding the significance of this. It's just it's almost a binary reality. And of course, there's so much in today's world, and it's way the zeitgeist, the spirit of the age that just wants to forget this. And I'm like, this is it. And then even beyond that, there's so, I think I probably grew up knowing Jesus, but I think I grew up really seeing the Christian faith as sort of a better way. Like, it was sort of good to great. And I didn't grow up, because I didn't grow up as some sort of prolific or horrific sinner, I thought I was okay. I knew I had sinned, but I don't think I understood that I was born a sinner. That I wasn't a sinner because I sinned, that I actually sinned because I was a sinner, and that I just felt like, you know, I just needed to be better. I needed to try harder, to do more, to be better, to whatever, go from good to great. And I've just learned many years ago, and I'll keep learning, that the Christian life is not good to great. We're not good people. We're not bad people. We're broken sinners. We've got the cancer. There's only one cure, the blood of Jesus. That's the only cure. Guess what, though? It's free for anybody. No one is excluded. This is the cure. It's not just a therapy. It's not a treatment. It's the cure. And I don't know. That's the gospel. It's profound. It's not complicated. But this is not about helping good people become better people. This is about helping dead people come alive. This is about darkness to light, death to life, chaos to new creation, sin to righteousness. This is salvation and deliverance. We have a problem and we cannot get past it, right? I put it like this to my church all the time. He paid a debt he did not owe because I owed a debt I could not pay. And I just don't think I got that at an early age. I think it was just kind of skirted around or maybe assumed and I just missed it. But this is the core of the gospel. Sin is death. Blood is life. Jesus died to save us from sin and death. His blood paid the price. Okay, I know. You're like, I get it. I just want to make sure you got it. Let's sing Nothing But the Blood. You ready? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, what a hymn. 1876, Robert Lowry. Thank you for that. And all that's for Monday, gang. This is Monday on the Wake Up Call. We're getting down into the deep salvation. We're getting to the core gospel right here. Right here in Exodus. The road to heaven is paved with blood. That's pretty hardcore. The road to hell, though, we know it's paved with good intentions, and we all mean well. We all intend well. We all want to try to make it right. But guys, only Jesus can make it right. So I'm just going to stop. This could go on for a long time today, and I hope you'll go on thinking and praying. And I believe some people out there are crossing over from death to life today. Because it's finally clicking for them that sin is death and that blood is life. So God bless you. Well, we got to get going. We got to get our seeds. We got to start sowing. Share the gospel with somebody today. Right? It's not good to great. It's death to life. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.